Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, that light horn's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie. Back in town. Look out, old
yeah.
Back.
Chris McMahon.
How do they keep doing this?
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hate the Pacers. I hate the Pacers. I hate Halliburton. I'm mad. But it also makes me feel better. I don't know. 202, McMonagle here with you on the Fan. I got you for the next 3 hours. 888-808-1019. We'll take your calls to the warm-up show at 5. We got Fleegs on the other side. Marco will be hanging with us, you know, once an hour. That's all we let him in here for. But he'll be here once an hour as we take it to the warm-up show at 5 on this Friday morning. Congratulations, we made it. We made it to the weekend, and for our gift as we head into a Friday, we have to watch the Indiana Pacers come from behind again. 15 down in the fourth quarter, and we got to watch Halliburton hit that shot with 0.3 seconds left to give them a win in game one, 111-110. They've done it in every single stinking round, including obviously game one against the New York Knicks. And now Mark Degnault is three losses away from proving he has a ceiling. Because God knows you got to be fired if you lose games like this. And listen, I know this is what it frustrates me more and more. I'm still hung up on the coach. Well, there's a bunch of news around the Knicks. We'll get to it all. We'll get to the idea that they offered a trade or attempted the trade for KD in the middle of the season and whether or not they still would pursue something like that. More names keep getting thrown into the mix of possible replacements for Tibbs. Jason Kidd seems to be a hot name thrown around right now, adding to the list of all the others. The idea there's a problem inside the room with Rick Brunson's presence and power and structure inside the organization. But again, we start here today after watching the Indiana Pacers do what they've done every single round of this postseason. They did it against the Bucks. They did it against the Cavs. They obviously did it game one against the Knicks. And they have done it again, down 15 points in the fourth quarter to the super team, to the team that's supposed to dominate this series, to the best team in the NBA all year with the MVP. They come from behind again like cockroaches, cannot be killed, and find a way to win game one and steal it. from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I joke about the coach who built up this team, who built this team up, who plays his bench, who's done an incredible year all year, and still yet his team succumb to the Indiana Pacers and blowing a 15-point lead. I wonder if OKC and their fans are dire and desperate to hire a new head coach after this one. I wonder if there's a ceiling if they lose this series to the Indiana Pacers. Because honestly, as much as I hate the Indiana Pacers, and I do, and I can't take it anymore, and I hope they lose the next four games by 100 points, but I can't help but think that they're better than we gave them credit for. And if they do make a series of this, if they do ever win an NBA championship, we fired a coach for losing to the best team in the NBA and, quite honestly, blowing a game one and all the critical mistakes he made, and yet here they are doing it again to the best team in basketball. And I ask you, what did Mark Daigneault not do? What mistakes were made? Because we think, and I listen to you, and I understand that, you know, we'll see why and what decisions they make when hiring the new coach. But all I hear is about all the mistakes he made and how easy of an adjustment it is. And he should have done this, and you can't blow that game, and it's on the coach, and it's this. And they've done it consistently now. They've done it in every single round, including to the best team in the NBA, in the NBA Finals. What did we want Tibbs to do, and why did it cost him his job? Because, it's so, we know it's so easy to make these adjustments, and if only he played the bench, and if only he did this, and if only he did that. And yet we're watching the Indiana Pacers, the team that's now beat them back-to-back years. A team in this year that has been one of, I believe, if not the best team in basketball since January, that had rolled through this postseason, that has consistently found ways to win these games at the end, including last night, game one against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we hold it up as some sort of, you know, like, beacon, holding it up like Rafiki holds up Simba, as clear-cut why the coach had to go. And yet they've done it to everybody. Everybody. And the more and more I think about it, as we're focused on how the Knicks can get better, and look, we're going to start the transition. I get it. We are going to start the transition. The news is starting to settle in. And I'm starting to wonder whether or not the Knicks had a plan. I'm not 100%. I was talking about this with Fleas before we started. I'm not like 100% sure that the Knicks, when firing Tibbs, because the reports were like, or the feeling was from a lot of people, the minute they fired Tibbs, well, you don't do this without a clear-cut plan and vision for who it's going to be. And maybe it's just that the Knicks, for the first time in their history under Leon Rose, that they've actually been able to keep some information to themselves, and people honestly don't know what their plan was or where they're headed. So we're speculating at such a level that all these names are coming out, but I'm starting to feel like maybe they didn't. As every day another name gets added to the list, maybe they didn't have a clear-cut plan. And now that they're gonna, you know, they tried to trade for KD, what was this team gonna look like? What are they thinking? And then they fire the coach, and there is no clear pivot to a guy, and we're talking about a million different people, and everyone's speculating of this name and that name. And now it feels like Jason Kidd is a hot topic name. Maybe there wasn't a plan, and maybe we're just hyper-focused on the idea that he lost to an Indiana Pacers team that the Knicks were supposed to be better than, and who the Knicks were favorites over, and who the Knicks had home court advantage to. And while I'm as disappointed as anyone they lost the series and as flabbergasted and confused as how they lost that first game, but I watched the Indiana Pacers do it to everybody. And I'm supposed to hold that game up as some sort of obvious reason we fired the coach, because I'll tell you this, they're playing Monday night, they win that game. There's a game 7 at Madison Square Garden, they win game 1 at the very least. And that game, we could point to a million things the coach didn't do and this and that. They missed free throws. Jalen Brunson made a terrible pass. OG Anunoby couldn't hold on to the ball. OG and Kat obviously missed free throws down the stretch. They hit every stinking shot. Nesmith hitting five threes in the fourth quarter, and Halliburton, who is doing it now at every single turn, hit one of the more miraculous shots I've ever seen. And I feel like all of this that's happening once a series for this team is what cost the Knicks firing their coach, who has built this whole thing from soup to nuts, from the beginnings.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From taking this franchise from nowhere to where it's been, and we're firing him off a team doing what they do to everybody else too. And I don't think Daigneault's, you know, job is going to be at risk. And, you know, I don't know if every coach along the way is going to have their job on the line for this. I don't think Kenny Atkinson's getting fired in Cleveland for it. But Tibbs can make adjustments. Tibbs can't do this. Tibbs can't do that. Tibbs did the same thing every other coach has done over the course of this entire playoffs, as they just continue to do this. And let's give Halliburton his flowers. As much as we hate the guy, as much as he is now, without question, public enemy number one, is there anybody else, Knicks fans? Forget anything. Remember the discussion last year about who's the bigger rival throughout Knicks history, Heat or Pacers? Who do you hate more? It's not a debate. It's over. It's the Indiana Pacers. It's Halliburton, who is now, and you know how the New York fans feel. We know how Yankee fans feel. We know how New York basketball fans feel. New York fans in general. It only matters in the biggest moments. And we can call Jalen Brunson Mr. Clutch. I have called him the best closer in the NBA. He won the damn award. Tyrese Halliburton is doing it on another level in the biggest moments of the season against the best teams in the NBA as underdogs and coming up with every single big shot to win these games. It is remarkable what the Indiana Pacers are doing. Remarkable. Now it's game one. They might lose the next four. I have no idea. The Thunder is a damn good team. They have the best player in the NBA this year, an MVP. And they're defensively, I mean, the first half of this game, we're talking about how their hands are everywhere. There's more deflections. You can't even throw a pass against them. They're incredible. Well, the Indiana Pacers found a way to stick around and come from behind 15 points in the fourth quarter. And to me, I'm sorry. There's no other way to look at it. As I'm sitting here, it makes me wonder what we fired this coach over. Because if they win the series, it's out there publicly. If they win the series, Tibbs is back. If they win game one, they have a good chance to win the series. And now we're finding out, like, this is what they do. And the more I go back to that game, like, it's about the players. The more I go back to what Rick Carlisle had to say the other day, or what Rick Pitino had to say the other day about 7.5 players, and this isn't on Tibbs, and you can only do so much with this roster. And now clearly the Knicks themselves were looking to change the roster. The Knicks were looking to move to KD. The Knicks were looking to make changes. The Knicks deemed the roster not good enough to win, and then when they blow a game that clearly every team along the way, the Pacers has found a way to make teams blow and lose a series now to a team that's clearly making a run of it in the NBA Finals, when they lose with a roster that the Knicks themselves deemed not good enough, looking to trade for a different superstar halfway through the year, we fire the coach for it. We fire a coach that, yes, I know I've been saying it for the last 3 days and I'm getting tired of saying it, but has brought the team to sights we haven't seen since 2000. It's been 25 years. And we fired the coach off of the same mistakes that every coach that Kenny Atkins has made, that Mark Daigneault has made. It doesn't matter. Because Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby missed free throws, they decided to move on to they moved on from their coach. What did OKC not do? What mistakes? We're finding out this Pacers team is one of the great come-from-behind teams in NBA history. That's what we're finding out. That's not hyperbole. What they're doing now is outrageous. To win this game again, down 15 points in the fourth quarter, to beat the Knicks, to do what they did against the Cavs. They are on a freaking magical run. And as much as I want it to end, as much as I need it to end, as I watch it, I can't help but think that the Knicks overreacted to losing to a team that's probably better than we gave it credit for. And now it's out there in the open with the report earlier in the day from Shams that they tried to trade for Kevin Durant. It's out there open that the Knicks didn't believe this roster was good enough. So it's a roster that's not good enough, lost to a team that's clearly better than we thought, and is doing it to the best defensive team in the NBA. This is the best defensive team in the NBA by a mile. Halftime, they couldn't shut up about how impossible it is to run an offense, how many deflections they have, how many times the ball is taken away from the Pacers, how it feels like there's six defenders on the floor at every turn. It's one of the great defensive teams we have seen in recent memory, and they came back and beat them 15 down in the fourth quarter. And because Tibbs had the audacity to allow it to happen to his team with a roster they themselves didn't deem good enough at the All-Star break, or at the trade deadline, rather, they decided to move on, now set up an impossible, difficult spot for a head coach. And it feels like, whether this is fair or unfair, and this I'll be honest with, we'll find out maybe in a couple weeks or whenever this happens, I'll be fair, I don't know necessarily, but every day that passes, and every day that there's another name added to the heavy speculation of who's going to be the head coach of this team, and this guy's ruled out, and this guy's added to the list, it's starting to feel like maybe there wasn't a clear-cut plan. Maybe they just felt very strongly that Tibbs wasn't the guy. And off of this series loss and the way the team played and the admission from the front office that this roster wasn't deemed good enough at the All-Star break, I got a real problem with it. I still do. I keep saying we're going to move on to who should be the next coach, but every day something pops up that annoys me more about firing the man. And last night was no different. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. So we'll get to all the different things. We'll get to the idea. They were looking to move to Kevin Durant. And listen, Kevin Durant's still available. And I'll be honest with you. I know he's older. What, is he going to be 37 at some point during the year, early on in the year this year? Next year, rather. I'm a little bit more intrigued and you know, optimistic about his game still than I've heard from most Knicks fans. I don't think it's the craziest thing. I still think he can score at top league level. He's older. He's injury prone. You don't have Tibbs playing him all these minutes now. You're going to have a different coach that might work with him. I still think he's one of the great players. I mean, the Giannis, there is some reports that Giannis and the Bucks have decided that they are going to move on from Giannis, but as I think most of us felt, the reports are that they're not looking to try and contend this year. If they move Giannis, it's to break it down. They're going to want picks. They're going to want young players. And that, you know, right now, the Knicks just can't make that work. Now, Kevin Durant makes a lot of money. I don't even know what, you know, Shams didn't really give any ounce of what that trade would have looked like or what the Knicks were offering. It had to be Kat, or it had to be OG Anunoby, or it had to be somebody making big time money. And as this team moves forward, and this is my main point before we go to break and start taking your calls at 888-808-1019, and we take you all the way to the warm-up show at 5, here's my point. I trust in Leon Rose, I do. He's done an incredible job. But as this Knick team moves forward into clearly now this new era, this new generation of Knick basketball, after we feel like they've, or at least they feel like they've hit some sort of stagnation, despite, you know, getting to a place they haven't been in 25 years, but after it was, you know, deemed stagnant and needed a change. Where are we with the future of this team? Because every day that passes by and every new news story, and I get we're reactionary and that's what we do here. I'm on the show every day. Boomer and Gio are every morning. BT and Sal are every midday. Evan and Tiki are every afternoon. Keith's every night. I'm every early morning. Like, we do this every day. So there, of course, is a natural reactionary process to this, because we have to react to these things. But every day, another story comes out, and some of them might be BS. Some of them might be heavy-handed. Some of them might come with a personal reason for the story coming out, or whatever the case may be. But every day, I'm starting to really wonder about the future of this team and what we think about this roster and where it's going. Because the culture builder just got fired. The guy who kind of held it all together got fired because they missed foul shots and blew a game that every other team along the way here, including the best team in the NBA, just lost in the exact same manner. So we had to move on from him. It doesn't seem necessarily that there's a strong plan or a strong candidate that they love and wanted to quickly move on to. Fair or unfair, it's starting to feel that way. There's reports that they themselves didn't think the roster was good enough mid-year and are looking to change up superstars or move big contracts. So where does Leon Rose feel about this roster? There's reports that the team isn't happy about Brunson's father being on the bench, and he's the only damn player I care about how he feels. So now we're moving forward with a roster that the team didn't deem good enough at the trade deadline, without a coach that held it all together, with players who were unhappy, and that's part of the reason the coach got left or was left behind and fired. And the only player I really give a damn who is happy is the superstar that changed everything, and it feels like he loved this coach even though he's gone, and now the team resented this coach and his father being on the bench. What's going on with the Knicks? What was starting to feel like a stable franchise that had finally found its footing and made it and beat the defending champs and made it to the Eastern Conference Finals every stinking day since they fired this coach. It's starting to make me think that maybe they aren't as stable as we thought. And this thing that has failed for a quarter century is quickly tipping in the wrong direction every stinking day. Now, that could change real quick when they hire the right coach. Everything falls into place, and nobody cares about Rick Brunson, and Jalen's obviously a superstar, and they move on, and they're just fine. And that's a very likely situation. But as we sit here today, every single stinking thing that's happened has made me less and less confident that they are going to continue on the trajectory they have been. Because everything inside me as a Knicks fan has been the opposite for 25 years. Or at least 20 before the last five with Tibbs. And now we got players I don't care necessarily how they feel making decisions. We got the one player I do care, pissed off the coach got fired, and his father's now under fire from the rest of the organization. The team fired a coach who didn't win with a roster they didn't trust, and now the team that they beat and that they lost to, which was such an indignation to the entire franchise and something that's unacceptable in the manner in which they lost, just did it game one to the best team in the NBA and the best defensive team in the NBA. This is what we're basing decisions on. Not liking it. I am not liking it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
I want to be sedated. I don't know. Let's get to the calls, but everything that happens every day that's gone on since they lost that series has just made me start to think about the dysfunction being back with the Knicks. Like, they're a far better team. And whoever they hire and whatever they minor moves or major moves they make with this roster, I do believe they are going to be a very good team. They're going to be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference without question in my mind. Hopefully better than that. But I think, you know, 4-5 is their bare minimum. The winning will be there. The team will be there. But now we're starting, and this isn't about even necessarily like the owner or anything like that, or how the franchise is held up right now. It's just that firing the coach has thrusted it into some sort of weird place, and. You know, that the idea that they were willing to trade for KD, that's not a small move. That's not like, hey, we can get, you know, that's not a move where you add, you get picks or, you know, some small pieces for Kevin Durant at the end of his career. He makes a ton of money. You have to give legitimate, you're not going to add him to the current team and just go, here's the current starting five plus KD. You have to, that's a roster shaping move. To go out and legitimately try and make that deal, an offer for that deal. Now, clearly it wasn't good enough for the Suns to accept it, but like to make that offer, you're thinking about changing the entire team. You're changing who they are. So you fired a coach off of losing a game to a team that's now doing the same thing in the NBA Finals against Oklahoma City off a roster that you don't deem good enough because you tried to change it completely. It continues to make less and less sense to me. Let's go to Ari in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Ari?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. So with Tibbs being out, this is an issue with Brunson because Brunson's an ISO player and Tibbs was a great ISO coach. Mm-hmm. We see that with Melo. We see that now with Brunson. When you bring in a 2025 style basketball coach to play with Brunson, he's going to have to be off the ball and running, you know, taking shots off the pass, and he won't be able to do that. That's not his style of game. So they have to really get somebody that's going to be similar to Tibbs. That's in that point. And then with KD is just so whiny. He's so not New York. It's just, that's somebody who can fit with the program. This is not, you know, you just shake up the entire team for 1 year, and then afterwards we're going to have to rebuild because KD is too old.
Yeah, I don't know about 1 year, but you're right. It definitely shortens the window. It depends on who they trade. If it's Carl Anthony Towns, for example, let's just say that's the
obvious. Yeah, his window's short. He's getting old.
I mean, then Durant, you know, he's under contract for longer. He's still younger. You're shortening the window of the Knicks winning an NBA championship with a move for Kevin Durant. I would think, like, again, Kevin Durant has been, in the past, whiny, dominant, with his thoughts, you know, wanted to get, despite giving Kenny Atkinson as part of the reason he wanted to come to the Knicks and the way the team played ball 1 year after with Kenny, he wanted him gone. Then he demands a trade, then all the stuff that went with his time in Brooklyn. He's not the same player anymore. He's not at the height of his game. I don't think he has the same capability of making demands. I'm not saying he is a New York-style player. I'm just saying I don't think he comes in. Like, he comes in and Jalen Brunson is still the guy on this team? So it's not like he comes in and he's the face of the team anymore. Right? That's not who he is. Despite all the money he makes, despite who he is, it won't be the same dynamic. And that's not even to say that I think that makes it so it'll work. I'm just saying I don't know if it's not like we've seen this whole thing before. We've seen him come here, even off the injury. You know, he was still KD. He was still winning NBA Finals MVPs. He was still, you know, top of the league. I don't know if he's that anymore at this age, and I don't think it's the same dynamic that we saw in Brooklyn, and I don't think it would play out the exact same way. Doesn't mean it couldn't be a colossal failure. It absolutely could, but I don't know if I view it the same. It's just a lot of money for that type of player, and you're shaping the roster completely different. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm a little more optimistic about it. I think he could help this team. I think he could still shoot. He could still score. I think he's a better defender, a willing defender, as opposed to what we've seen from Karl Anthony Towns and some of the other, you know, but I don't know. It's not a great fit. It's a different fit. And if we're deeming, you know, if we all have a problem with Karl Anthony Towns, I'd be open to trying it. I'd be a little bit more open than most Knicks fans do. I don't love it. I'm not pounding the table for it. I'd be intrigued by it if it happened. I think if it happened, I could probably be talked into it real quick. Like, once it happens, I think a part of me is going to be like, okay, I'm excited for this. Let's see how it goes. But I don't know if I would do it. But to me, specifically right now, the talking point of what it means that they tried to do it in the offseason is what's frustrating me about how this whole thing has been handled. That, not necessarily that moving forward and looking at Durant is one thing. It's a different conversation, and maybe we'll have it over the course of time. Today, the story was they attempted to do it mid-season. What does that say about their belief in this roster? And when they fire the coach, the point is, at least to me, and maybe I'm missing the point, I guess you could argue the point is Tibbs just isn't good, or Tibbs didn't make enough adjustments, and you know we don't believe Tibbs is a good head coach anymore or whatever. But to me, the point is, we didn't get over the hump. We lost to a team we're supposed to beat. This roster was good enough, and the coach wasn't up to the task. They should have won that series. We're good enough to beat the Indiana Pacers. We should have won that series, but the coach didn't do a good enough job with this roster that's good enough to make it to the NBA Finals. Well, how could you tell me you think the team is good enough to make it to the NBA Finals when you're trying to change it completely middle of the season? That's my problem with it. Like, it indicates they didn't believe this team was good enough, but they're firing the coach because they believe the team was good enough to be in the NBA Finals. That's my issue with the KD thing right now. We could talk about moving on to KD. I'm open to the prospect. I'm open to it. I don't know if I love it. I think I'm more open to it than most people are. But my issue is, looking at it in hindsight, it indicates a lack of confidence in this roster, a roster that didn't get to the NBA Finals, a roster that did beat, with this coach, the defending champs, but didn't beat the Indiana Pacers, didn't get to an NBA Finals, and that was deemed as a failure with this team, and so the coach had to go. And then to his point about Brunson being ball dominant and the offense, like, look, part of me understands that. Part of me thinks if you're going to bring in a head coach, don't you have to bring in a head coach who kind of runs like an offensive system? Like, because Tibbs kind of let it go, right? Tibbs is a defensive-minded head coach, right? I don't disagree with some of the narratives around Tibbs. It's just he's had enough success for me here where I didn't think he deserved to be fired. But, like, he's a defensive-minded head coach who's a culture builder, gets players to play hard, typically. Defense improves, team chemistry improves, all that stuff with Tibbs. But offensively, yeah, like, I get it. Not a ton of creativity, not a lot of... You know, I've been critical of side out of bounds plays, off timeouts, and yeah, just the offense in general. We've seen too much of Jalen Brunson just dribbling the ball around. I think that's completely fair. But he is the best player. And so there is a fine line. The last caller mentioned it. Do you bring in someone who allows Brunson to be that because that's how he's the best he can be, and that's what's transformed the team? Or do you ask Brunson to slightly change his game, bring in a coach who runs an offensive system and make him work inside the system. And if we're going to fire Tibbs off of not having offensive creativity, I would think you'd want to have a team and a coach now, rather, that brings an offensive game plan and has some offensive creativity. But will that hurt Brunson's game? I don't know. I don't know. Hence my concerns and my fears about whether or not this was the right decision. Because I don't know any of that. I just don't know. And now I'm very concerned with the idea. And again, it's just reports and we don't know it to be 100% true. And even if it is true, it doesn't mean it's at the level of the report or is as significant as it might sound in the report. But there's no doubt that because of Jalen Brunson's emergence into a superstar, that his father being on the bench, I mean, he's a powerful, I mean, I think everyone expects, no matter the coaching change or whatever's going on, I think most people expect Rick Brunson to be on the bench and still a part of this team in some way, whether it's in the front office or on the bench. Like, you expect Rick Brunson to still be around the Knicks, considering what Jalen is to the team. And if that's a problem for other players on the team, we have a problem. And quite honestly, you know, maybe fair or unfair, I don't give a damn. Tell him to stick it. Not that I have any real connection to Rick Brunson, but his son has changed the franchise, so I don't really give a damn. I don't care if OG Anunoby has an issue with it. I don't care if Karl Anthony Towns has an issue with it. I don't care if Mikal Bridges has an issue with it. Josh Hart, you know, even the great Tyler Kolek. I don't care if the much underused, extremely talented Landry Shamet has a problem with it. They can all go stick it. There's one player here who has significantly impacted this team and has changed the dynamic of who they are. One. Doesn't mean there can't be some sort of talking or shifting or understanding and, you know, speaking to them about how maybe this is, you know, rubbing people the wrong way. Maybe we could change it, but I ain't making major decisions with Rick Brunson or Jalen Brunson based on anybody else's opinion. Omar, North Arlington. What's up, Omar?
The great Tyler Kolek. I love to see, man. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Quick question, man. So you've seen The Water Boy, right?
I have seen The Water Boy many a time.
All right. So remember the part where the coach goes to his house and he tells him, my mom always told me never get a tattoo of Roy Orbison.
Yes.
And he pulls his pants down and he has a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his butt cheek.
Yes.
That guy reminds me of you. I wouldn't be surprised if you have a tattoo of Tom Thibodeau on your butt cheek, man. The way you talk about this guy is unbelievable.
Well,
time,
I mean,
is up, man.
I'm a
Knicks
fan.
It.
It's hard not to respect what he did here.
Yeah, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's it. Time was up. He did a great job. We love Tibbs. We respect him. But the time was up, man. You know, Jason Kidd, let's go, baby.
All right, well, listen, Jason Kidd is definitely a possibility. I you say so. Okay. And Jason Kidd has proved he can win. Why? I mean, because he got to the NBA Finals last year? Okay. I'm not against it necessarily now that it's an open job and we could talk about the different guys. I mean, it's not about having Tibbs, you know, tattooed on my ass. It's about the idea that the franchise was stable, an organization that's had a real tough time being stable. And now since he was fired, everything that's come out has made me feel like it's less and less stable. It was time. Why was it time? Because they lost to an Indiana Pacers team that just won game one of the NBA Finals, down 15 in the fourth quarter, and did the exact same thing to the best defensive team in the NBA that they did to the Knicks in game one. That's why the coach had to go. A coach who beat the defending champs, a team that every one of us, including you, Roy Orbison tattoo or not, thought they were going to lose. We all thought they were going to lose that series. Every one of us. Including Positive Tommy, don't let him fool you. Every one of us thought we were going to lose that series. They come back two consecutive games. They're down 20 points. We all know what happened. They beat the defending champ Boston Celtics, who nobody thought they could win. Then they go and lose to an Indiana Pacers team that's been as good as anybody in the NBA since January and just won game one in the same manner they won game one against the Knicks. If they go on to win an NBA championship, are we going to sit here and go, it was embarrassing that they lost to him? Are we going to sit here, how the hell did the coach blow that game? Like, I get it. They had an opportunity to beat him. They definitely did. They had an opportunity to beat him. And I said this, I don't know if they absolutely win the series, but they're playing game seven and they have a really good chance to win that game if they win game one. I can't tell you the series would have been won with winning that game, but it was lost with losing it. And we'll see if that's the case for the Oklahoma City Thunder or not. But this Pacers team is better than we're giving it credit for. And they have done this in every single round of the playoffs. Against Kenny Atkinson, against now Daigneault, and the best defensive team in the NBA. And I'm just wondering, if they lose this series to the Pacers, if you're an Oklahoma City fan or you're watching an NBA fan, does Mark Daigneault have to be fired because he's reached the ceiling? Oh, no, that's ridiculous, Chris. He doesn't have the history of the Chicago Bulls. Okay, whatever you say. They lost to a team that's on playing unbelievably well, has a guy who's the best closer in the NBA right now. I have to take it back. I have to take it back. I said Jalen Brunson's the best closer in the NBA. How can you say anybody else but Halliburton right now? Look what he's doing. They've got a really good coach. They've got a deep team. They've got the best clutch player in the NBA right now in the postseason. I don't know. And they're doing it to everybody else. But Tibbs had to be fired. It was clearly that it reached its end. I don't understand how you can honestly say that. I don't know how you could say. And again, I was critical of Tibbs. I was screaming at him. If you remember, I was taking calls defending Karl Anthony Towns, and I was getting on Tibbs. And I was saying, everybody just wants Karl Anthony Towns to stand at the post and go, give me the ball, give me the ball. And I'm like, that's not the offense Tibbs is running. He's letting Jalen Brunson dribble all over the place. Karl Anthony Towns would be out of place in the middle of the court because all he's going to do is clog up the middle for Jalen Brunson, who's looking to drive and maybe kick out to the perimeter or just take it to the basket. Like, I was critical of how he was running the offense and that he should have been the one forcing the ball to Karl Anthony Towns. I am not some Tibbs sycophant. I'm not. I was critical about the minutes all year long. I was critical about how he didn't get Karl Anthony Towns involved in the Detroit series. I've been critical about side out of bounds plays and off timeouts, how they never get layups or the looks they want the way other teams do. I've been critical of Tibbs. This is not me in love with Tibbs. This is a guy who's earned it. This is a guy who turned around the franchise and won the series. Nobody thought they would win. And now he's losing to a team that is proving how good they are. And I don't know who the next coach is. And it seems like, despite early thoughts that they knew exactly where they were going to go, I don't know if that's the truth now. I can't rule it out because things happen. It takes time. There's a process. And I don't know. But it feels like maybe it's not as nailed down a guy who they're going to go to. This is about the future of the team. I didn't want to give Tibbs an extension or guarantee him anything other than next year. I felt like he deserved next year. Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Kevin Durant, huh? Are you kidding? You know what? How about this?
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks will get Kevin Durant, and they can get Eric Spoelstra as the coach anymore. You know what?
Well, look, he's clearly on the move, and the reports are that Phoenix has lowered its asking price. But
wait, I don't want – you know what?
A different conversation. Saying you don't want him is different. Saying it's a pipe dream like getting Spoelstra, I don't know if that's the case. I do think
fair
it's a
enough.
Possibility
I don't
they could
want
get
him.
Him.
That guy's a prima donna.
That's fair.
He is a prima donna. It's enough. I don't need to see what is he going to go on social media to complain about every damn thing. This
does
let
do
him
that.
Stay. Let him stay wherever he is. You got to trade salary in the NBA. And what is
correct. No, you have to. You're gonna have to trade money. You're gonna have to move OG Anunoby. You're gonna have to move Karl Anthony Towns.
No,
one of them.
No,
are gonna
no,
have
no,
to
no,
go.
No, no, no. And this isn't dysfunction. This is palace intrigue. It's beyond dysfunction. And I can't believe. I don't know what to believe. I just don't. I mean. Mm-hmm. How is this percolating all season like this, and no one talked about it? Look, you know, the idea that you would bring in Durant so he could get hurt like Anthony Davis after three games and miss 2 months, and he whiles away the time on social media, just.
Well, he's not. He unfortunately,
adding
listen,
to
he
the dysfunction, Chris.
Yeah,
adding to the dysfunction, piling on. No.
But his game also is still very, in my mind, still pretty good. He could. I know he's older. I heard Evan today refer to him as the corpse of Kevin Durant. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's the corpse of Kevin Durant. I still think he could play. I just said I'm open to it. I agree with you. Everything you said has a real relevant point. And here's the other, like, I don't. It's not impossible. Giannis is a pipe dream. Giannis is not happening because Milwaukee's not in this. Like, he's got too great of a value, and Milwaukee's going to break it down and look for picks and young stars. They're going to, like, the reports also had that, you know, his wish list includes, like, San Antonio. They can move him to San Antonio, get the second overall pick, get a bunch more picks. You know, they could do a lot of different things. The Knicks don't have that to offer. What is Milwaukee going to do with Karl Anthony Towns? They're going to build around Karl Anthony Towns making $50 million? Like, I don't see it. I don't see it. Durant can be had. At this point in his career, that is not a pipe dream. They can get Kevin Durant. If he deems the Knicks a team he's willing to go to, and the Knicks, who obviously apparently made an offer for him at the deadline, if they want him, I do think they can get him. So it's not a pipe dream. It could happen. I'm not sure how it works, what contracts you got to move, how you got to figure it out, but it's not a pipe dream. Giannis is not happening. Durant could happen. Now, whether or not you think it's a good move, another story entirely. So there are two different conversations. The one is, it could happen. They could make it work. I don't think Giannis is a real legitimate thing. At Kevin Durant, we've already heard the Suns are dropping their asking price. At this point in his career, he can be had by a team without the assets that the Knicks don't have. Let's be honest. They don't have the same assets other teams would be able to provide Milwaukee. They put all their picks into, you know, they traded all the way their picks away. I just don't think it's plausible. Kevin Durant could be had. Now, whether or not you'd want him, different conversation. And I understand. He goes to social media. He's got rabbit ears. It's very, you know, he's annoyed very easily. He goes back at people. It's been an issue. We've heard it. I tend to not care too much about that. I'd rather him not do it, but it doesn't get me all crazy about it. I mean, we all do it. He's a free person. As long as he doesn't hurt anybody, say anything, you know, too ridiculous that would cause kind of problems for the organization. Like, sometimes it's overblown. The question is, how invested would he be? How healthy is he? What's his game still like? And does he come in with the dynamic of understanding this is Jalen Brunson's team? Now, he's played with Booker, who at that point in his career and everything, Booker kind of was established with the Suns, and it didn't really go that well. Like, the Suns have been one of the bigger disappointments in the NBA since acquiring Kevin Durant. So, I don't know. I'm more open to it because I do think the kind of fit isn't terrible. I think, you know, he's long. He creates his own shots. He could shoot the basketball. They need another shooter. I do think his defense is better than what people will tell you. He's a willing defender. He's long. He's got athleticism. I don't think it's crazy basketball-wise. I really don't. The prima donna stuff that, you know, Steve just went over and some of the issues with him, his age, his contract, all that stuff, all make it tough to be palatable. But the actual basketball on the court, it's not crazy. It also shortens the window because he only has a year or two. Like, that's it. I agree. I don't think he's playing for much. He's 30. He's going to be 37. You got 2 years with him. So if you make the move, you got a 2-year window with Brunson to win a championship. That's it. And you're going to have a new head coach year one of that 2-year window. It's a scary proposition. But for me, basketball-wise, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy. Jesse in Queens. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
What's up?
How's everything?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I was listening to Carton in the morning, and he was saying that Tibbs and Rose, they haven't spoken in a year. There's some problems between them and stuff. So I'd like to talk about
Craig,
that. I
mean, Craig Carton said that? On his TV show?
Yes, he said that yesterday.
He said that yesterday Tibbs, morning. He said Tibbs and Rose haven't spoken in a year?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's
I got to go back and see. I didn't see that report.
So that's interesting, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, well, I mean, I believe the extension was signed within a year, so someone talked to somebody. He gave him more money. He gave him another three years and $30 million within the last year. So, but maybe there is something between them. That is definitely, Craig
was saying he's more plugged in because of his relationship with Dolan and stuff and all that.
And Craig definitely has a relationship with Dolan. I know that to be true. That's an interesting point. Look, the only thing that matters with necessarily is this a Leon Rhodes decision? And that's been a big major question because nobody likes it when the owner meddles, not just James Dolan, any owner. You don't want the idea, whether it's the Wilpons, whether it's Hal and Steinbrenner or any other owner in this town. Woody Johnson, clearly. How did I not lead with him? Woody Johnson. So we don't like it when the owner meddles because we all feel, that they're successful at other things, not the sports that they run. And a lot of them have been handed their wealth from their parents. And, you know, so we all have this assumption of them not being very bright or good at things. That is an assumption in many cases. But nobody likes the idea of the owner meddling. And that's not just James Dolan, any owner. We want, just for functionality purposes, the guy making the basketball decisions to actually be the guy that we're told is making the basketball decisions to actually be the guy making basketball decisions. So we want it to be Leon Rose, desperately, because otherwise it's a problem. So that's significant news because it lends itself to the idea that there was a breaking of that relationship and that would lead to make you believe that Leon Rose was ready to move on from him. And clearly, I have to admit, it feels like with how quick it happened and for even after the success, that it was clearly in the mind of Leon Rose for longer than just the end of the Indiana Pacers series. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Now he's gone and they got to hire a new coach. And Leon Rose, I think, will be doing that at the bare minimum. So we'll see. But that is interesting. I'm surprised that relationship. He worked for him. He was his agent, right? He was under the agency. So he gave him $30 million, which kind of feels like sort of like, here, here's $30 million. I can't guarantee you a job in the next couple of years, but I can guarantee you some money. Like, I don't know. But it also speaks to the idea that what we were starting to feel like was a locked-up franchise, a tight franchise, a franchise that was starting to really be well-run again. And now, it feels like dysfunction is creeping its ugly head out of the woodwork. It's just starting to feel that way. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break update. We'll come back. We'll get into the baseball as well. Aaron Rodgers will be back. And let's be fair, whatever you want to say about him, the league is more fun with Aaron Rodgers. We need him around. Makes things more interesting. And now week one, Steelers-Jets, is very interesting. We can get into that. We can get into the Yankees winning another series, back on the winning ways. 8 of the last 9 series outside of the Dodgers. And the Mets blow a game. They were up 4-0, 5-3, but still have a productive series out in L.A. Alonso is hot. Soto looking like Soto. The pitching lab still doing pitching lab things. And even with a split, they guarantee themselves the season series against the Dodgers. So ultimately, a disappointing end. You never like to lose games with leads. And the bullpen, and specifically Reed Garrett, who did such an incredible job getting out of a jam the other night, was unable to do so yesterday. But ultimately, Mets go to take on Colorado in a big-time position of strength as Philadelphia's getting their doors blown off by Toronto. So still a productive series for the New York Mets, a winning series for the New York Yankees.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.